gonna be a meeting. And an old fashioned meeting. Meeting on the old campground. Yeah, there's gonna be a meeting. Meeting on the old I'ma sing that one more time. There's gonna be a meeting, an old fashioned meeting. Meeting on the old campground. Yeah, there's gonna be a meeting, an old fashioned meeting. Meeting on the old talking about a maid. That sound, that save, that wretch like me. Oh yes, I was lost. Oh, but now I'm found. Going to the meeting. There's gonna be a meeting, an old-fashioned meeting. Meeting on the old campground. Yeah, there's gonna be a meeting, an old-fashioned meeting. Meeting on the old campground. Yeah, at the meeting, at the meeting, at the meeting, at the meeting. Will you be there? At the meeting, at the meeting, at the meeting.
up. Will you be there? Hallelujah. Praise God. At the meeting, we are striving to be in that meeting. And Jesus will come back. Hallelujah. And take us back with him. Hallelujah. I want to be in the number. In that first resurrection. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We give God the glory and honor and praise to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has allowed us to come together one more time. Somebody say one more time.
One more time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm glad about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe he's kept us down 187 days this year. Hallelujah. So this is another day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in the day, because he could have left us in yesterday. Praise God. But he brought us on in today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad about it. Praise God. So just give God about 30 seconds of praise for being in this day. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. The word says, rejoice because you're in the day. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm glad about that. So that means that you're glad to be in the day. Hallelujah. So we're not going to complain, although we might feel like we're going to complain. But that's the devil wants you to complain. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're not going to complain. We're going to do what the word said. We're going to rejoice. Or it could have been the other way around. Hallelujah. We glory to God. We praise God for the Eldridge Bush who presided tonight day. Amen. And to Eldridge Green. Elder Lewis Jimmy. Anybody else around? That's it, isn't it? Oh, Elder's Gears. Amen. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. And to all of the other mothers and deacons in the church. Ushers and greeters. And the mayor courts. Amen. God. And the drummer who's got all the music today. It's gone. So who I missed. And everybody else who had name been called, we praise God for you too. Hallelujah. Because ain't nobody bigger than nobody else in here. We might look differently, but we're not. We're all made from the same stuff. Just got some different color ink in it. Hallelujah. A different color cake mix on it. Hallelujah. But we are still dirty. All right. And dirt is dirty. Whether it's yellow, blue, green, black, or what, it's still dirt. Hallelujah. So your dirt is no better than my dirt. Hallelujah. So we just praise God for that. Praise God that nobody can point the finger at you without having three of them pointed back at them. All right. So what are you saying about me that's not Christ-like? It's three times more against you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. Anybody want some good news? Because there's a whole lot of bad news that's going on in this world. And getting worse and worse seemingly every day. Hallelujah. So we can see the end of time. Perilous time. Hallelujah. In perilous time. And I don't know how long this is going to last, but we're in the last days. Okay. Remember, our time is not God's time. And the day of the Lord is like a thousand to us. And a thousand to him is like a one day. Hallelujah. So we are just here based on what he said. Hallelujah. So it's good news time. And you'll find our text in the book of St. John. Second chapter. Verse 5. St. John, second chapter, fifth verse. Okay, we'll get over there. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. All right. God will do what he said he'll do. But you got to do what he tell you to do. So tell somebody, just do it. God tells us to do a whole lot of things that we don't want to do. All right. And they're not hard. We just think it's hard, so it becomes hard. You say what you can't do. It's not a matter of what you can't do. It's just that you won't do it. I can't do this and I can't that. No, you can't on your own, but he said with him, all things are possible, okay? And you can do all things through Christ that provides us with the strength. Just do it. We think we're doing somebody a favor sometime when we forgive them. So instead of we forgiveness, we just tend to hold it over your head. And let them suffer a few days. And those few days that you allot at that time pass by or come, then we extend it. No, I ain't quite ready yet. The reason you're not ready yet because you listen to the devil. And if you listen to him, he'll never let you get ready. Because if you're not ready when Jesus comes, woe be unto you. Hallelujah. It'll be too late to get ready then. Hallelujah. And I remember reading in the Word of God, I believe in the book of Ephesians, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. That means you need to handle what went on today, today. Don't drag it on into the tomorrow. It's just an extra load you got carrying, and the next day you got something added on top of that. No wonder you're so tired and weary. No wonder you feel like you ain't nothing going on in your favor. Because you got too much stuff that you got pulling along. The you little red wagon, it ain't gonna hold it. Okay? And got your practical fails, it ain't gonna hold it. All right. You got to let it go every day. Cause each day bring on some new stuff. Okay. And if you haven't processed the day before, you got double amount now. And that's why our blood pressure shoots to the ceiling, to the point sometimes it sprinkles out, because we are carrying too much mess. Hallelujah. Jesus tells us in the book of Peter, 1 Peter, casting all your cares. How many is all? How many is all? Okay. When it's all, is there anything left over? Okay. Casting all. Somebody has some good cake they had laying around, and somebody else came along and ate it all. And then you come here and say, who ate the last slice of cake? Didn't he leave me none of it? I ain't had none yet. You didn't get none because you didn't do what was told to do. If you were there when everybody else was getting it, you should have got you some. Okay? You didn't do what you were told to do. You want to put it off. I saved my slice for tomorrow. And the mice scattered that night. You wake up, the mice done been all over your cake. Now you got to throw it away. Okay. Do it when you're told to do it. He said, take care of your deeds today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late. Who's there to say that you're going to be here tomorrow? Or the person you're holding the grudge on tomorrow? You need to do it right then. Don't even wait for the end of the day. When it happens, do it immediately. All right? Just do what the Lord said. And do it when he said do it. And everything's going to work out to your favor. Hallelujah. Jesus tells us, love your enemy. All right? And some of us have a problem with that. How can I love somebody that's my enemy? You got to love them as if they're their best friend. Now, check your list and see if you got anybody on your list that you haven't forgiven yet. I want to know, the word said, you're not doing it for yourself. And you're not, you're not doing it for the person that you're holding it on. You're doing it for yourself. Forgiveness is for you. When you forgive somebody for doing something, you're actually getting yourself forgiven. All right? Because now you don't have to carry that heavy load. Thinking you are doing things that for God. Jesus said to forgive and don't try to get them back. Because vengeance is his. The word said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. And I think where you got a problem with is that word mine there. Vengeance is mine. He ain't talking about you being mine. He's talking about the word. The word of God is Jesus. And he said, vengeance is mine, not yours, says the Lord. Okay? And that lady know there when it says the Lord, do you know he's talking about him? Vengeance, the Lord, the vengeance is the Lord's, says the Lord. Let me say it again. Vengeance is the Lord's, says the Lord. Vengeance belongs to God, and God said so, it's his. What's our problem? Okay. Yeah, vengeance is his. So, stop doing it. Okay. Whatever he says, just do it. But God, they took my last dollar. Couldn't even get me a sandwich. Because they took my last dollar. Or they messed up with my spouse. It was my spouse. The word says, forgive it. Forgive it. Do it. When? Now. Don't go through no divorce. And you still ain't for clean. And you're still not free. You're still not loose from the problem. You went through all that trouble and added some more compounding it even worse. Because now you got that plus this. When you should have just forgiven it. Okay. Look how many times we have played hooky on God. How many times we've been adulterers or adulterer with God? All right. We are guilty of all sin. I ain't never done but one thing wrong. Well, you're guilty of all, whatever number there is, 20 billion sins that's in the world. You're guilty of every one of them. All right? He said, if you're guilty in one, you're guilty in all. Because actually, when you look at it, there's only one sin. And that sin is disobedience. The way the word just said, whatever he said do, do it. Disobeying him. Adam, Eve, don't you bother this fruit. Now the devil comes along and says, it's all right for you to eat it. God lied to you. You ain't gonna die. You can be like a God. Cause then you know evil. Now what in the world somebody want to know evil for? Good and bad. You can know what's good and what's bad. I take the good, but the bad got to stay there, so I just leave it alone because I already got the good. They could eat of everything in the garden. But that tree of good and evil, the tree of knowledge, when he said there's this tree, you can eat and live forever. But if you eat of this one, you're going to die. And what do we do? Choose death. And say that I want to live as long as I can. But choosing death all the time. If you want eternal life, give yourself to Jesus. Confess your sin. Believe in God. Believe that Jesus is Lord. We need to know what the Lord said. Okay. Do what it is. Let me move on. The word said, on the third day, there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. An invitation that extended to a wedding. You got one that extended to you to a wedding. Because Jesus is going to come as the groom, and he's come to get his bridegroom. All right? And this marriage was taking place in Cana, which is of the country of Galilee. And it indicates here that the mother of Jesus was there. I don't know who else might have been there, but Jesus and his 12 was there. Okay. This was a Jewish wedding, and so it went on for days. Sometimes a whole month. They celebrate the wedding. And the people that was carrying on the reception had to have plenty of food and wine to take care of the guests. I don't know how much they had at the wedding, but they gave out. All right. Said when they wanted some wine, the mother said to Jesus, they don't have no more wine. Okay. Now, if you see me go to Walmart and get out, come out with a bottle of wine, you go to nut. Guess what? I saw a wild pasta with the wine. Maybe I got to cook me some food with it. Even the word of God say a little wine for the stomach's sake. Jesus saying it's all right. You saying it's all wrong. I ain't tell nobody to go out there and get drunk. He said, a little. shot glasses. Yeah, because I ain't talking about the rules that some of you have. That's a gallon. 10 about just one shot. For your stomach's sake. But so they gave out wine. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. It's not my time yet." But he's supposed to obey his mother, right? And so he did. What she told him to do, he did it. Now he's telling you, what I'll tell you to do, do it. Okay. Jesus said, "My hour has not come." His mother said unto him, "Servant," or to the servants, that said to the servants, "Whatsoever." There's somebody, whatsoever. He says unto you, do it. She brought that in them because Jesus tells us to do some things that we don't think is quite right. You know? He tells us to do some things that we do that we feel like I don't understand it. So I got to know why. Lord, why me? I've been doing the best I can, and here all this load is on me. Why me? And I hear God say, "Why not you?" Okay. So Jesus said to them, and there were set before them six water pots of stone. Okay, these are pots made just for water. After the manner in which the purification of the Jews, containing 2 to 3 firkins apiece. And Jesus said unto them, "Fill up the water pots." Now he's specific here, saying with water. He didn't say fill them up with grapes. Then they fill them up with no juice, but with water. Now I can see, saying, now what I'm getting to do with water when I want wine. God has bought us some gifts to us, and we don't want that because we want what we want. Somebody has given you something, and it wasn't what you want, and you didn't want it, but you needed it. And didn't realize that you needed. God is saying you've been turning down blessings after blessings. And when you turn them down, you don't get no more. You need to use what you got. Fill them up with water. And they filled them up to the brim. They didn't give him no argument. They didn't say, "Well, master, they want wine, not water." They just filled it up. Jesus said, do it. They said, Mary told them to do what it said do. And they filled it up to the brim. That means so that there's no room for nothing to go in there. You couldn't put no grapes in there, so you use the grapes for the water to make the wine. Didn't put no yeast in there for the fermentation. Didn't put nothing in there but water. Tell somebody, I need some water. Hallelujah. I got some miracles I need to work. I need some water. Water is life-giving. I need some water. I'm thirsty for some water. Anybody thirsty for some water? If I can just get some water. Jesus said, if you get grace from me, you'll never thirst again. Hallelujah. I need some water. And he said to him, draw out. He got asked for water, but then there's no praying. At least praying that we could hear. See, somebody's praying now. You don't see them praying. You don't hear them praying, but they're praying. Hannah was praying. Mouth working, but no words were coming out, but she was praying. And she got what she wanted. Because she asked them in secret. If I don't hear you calling out words and slapping your hands on me, I don't believe. But these people prayed and things changed. He said, pour in and pull out. Said, tell the neighbor, push in, put in, and then draw out. Don't try to go draw out from something you put in. Don't go outside your front yard and expect to put crop some collards, and all you got is little grass. You want some collards, you got to put some collards in the ground. He said, now, grow out. Okay. Grow out and bear unto the governor of the peace. Go out and give. He said, go out and keep. Go out and give. I poured into you so you can pour out to somebody else. I poured in the blessings of giving, the blessing of receiving, the blessing of joy and spirit for you to pour it out on somebody else. Words of kindness, words of love, words of deliverance, words of victory and joy and praise. I poured it into you so you can pour it out. Come and let us worship together. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He said, do that. And if you will do that, you will stay on a higher level. You won't be worrying about to this and that and the other. If you just do what I said. Joy. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And we're looking for somebody to break, jump over the joy and get to the strength. But you got to do it the way God said. God said, joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Not my strength give me joy, but my strength, but the joy of the Lord will give me strength to go through with whatever else I got to go through with. Because whatever it is, I got to go through it. Willingly or unwillingly, I got to go through it. And the governor wanted to know where this come from. The wine that we had earlier, I thought it tastes pretty good. But everybody, you tend to serve the best first, so it can get the people high quicker. Then I bring in the lower grade stuff. And they don't know no different. But you have saved the best for last. Six water pots filled to the brim, about 30 to 40 or 50 gallons in a pot. All that wine. And brothers, sisters, you don't want me to have none. You want it all for yourself. But is that grow out?
Yes.
And pour in. Whatever God tells you to do, it's simple. Just do it. Don't ask him why. He knows what he's doing. Why, you got to know why. You just do it. On your job, when your supervisor asks you to do something, you'll do, you ask them why. Okay. Why you want me to do that? And they'll be passing your pink slip at the end of the week. So, whatever it does, whatever he says, do it. Hallelujah. He turned water into wine. He'll make your problem go away. Okay? Just hear what it says and do what it says. Hear what it says and do it. Whatever Jesus tells you to do, just do it. No question asked. Not doubting it, but do it. If he said you are, you are. May not look like it, may not feel like it, but I am who he says I am. I am his child. I am his servant. I am his. Hallelujah. I am a joint heir to the throne. And I am that I am that I am. God bless you. Gospel invitation is extended. If there's anyone need a thing from the Lord, at this time you need to come. The miracles are singing and invitation is extended. Whosoever we are, let them come. Only believe. Only believe.
Yeah.
That all. Preaching invitation been extended. No one came. No one died and their souls are lost. Nobody fought with John. We tell you what Jesus said. Amen. Hallelujah. For you to have eternal life. And you can't get there without doing what Jesus said. Because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except he comes by him. Who is Jesus Christ? God bless him. Let everybody say, let everybody say, let everybody say, amen. Amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, amen.